Good morning, Adam Pengilly.
Morning, Laurie. How was your weekend, mate?
Yeah, it was very good, thank you. Went to Gosford on the weekend to see the Raiders play South Sydney. They got absolutely hammered, so I went away from that game disappointed. But other than that, mate, I had a good weekend. Yourself? How was the racing on Saturday?
No, fantastic, mate. Really enjoyed the final day of the Sydney Carnival, I suppose, while the attention starts turning to the standalone meetings at Hawkesbury and Scone. But, yeah, I thought it was a fantastic way to end the Sydney Autumn Carnival at Randwick there on Saturday.
Yeah, and trapeze artist, a fine win in the all-age stakes. Do we know what he is up to going forward?
I'm nervous, Laurie, because we said on the show last week that it seemed like they were going to fend off all these offers from the different stud farms throughout the Hunter Valley and continue to race him and look towards the Everest later in the year. But just reading between the lines and listening to a couple of post-race interviews on Saturday, I think the offers are very, very lucrative, as you'd expect they would be. And put it this way, the value hasn't diminished on him after he won the all-age stakes on the weekend. We're talking offers of $30 million plus to go stand at stud for the next season and forego a chance at winning the Everest. So I think it's a little bit more up in the air than what it was, say, a week ago with Trapeze Artist. He was very good winning the all-age stakes on Saturday in track record time. I'd love to see him hang around and have a crack at the Everest from a racing fan's point of view, but you can't begrudge the owners and Bert Vieira if they did want to take up one of those start-offs, because the money on offer is just, it's mind-boggling, really. And even though the Everest is worth $13 million in total, he's not going to get his money back winning an Everest as opposed to standing at stud next season. So we'll have to wait and see what the decision is in the next week or two from the connections there of Trapeze Artist. From a racing fan's point of view, I'd like to see him stay in work and have another season in his four-year-old year.
The stud deal won't go away, though.
Oh, no, it won't go away, TK, of course.
But you're just delaying it, aren't you?
You are. And, of course, you know, there's always the risk of something going wrong with him in the meantime. So
yeah.
If he was to go out on that note, he's would be a fantastic note to go out on. He's the only horse, well, not the only horse, but he's the second most Group 1s in the season, only behind Winx this season, with three Group 1s, obviously the Golden Rose, the TJ Smith, and now the All Age. It's a pretty fair feather in his cap for a horse that we've described at times as a bit of an enigma. I think it'll be a successful stud as well. It's just whether he goes there straight away or they decide to press on the track for another 12 months' time.
This is the other one. I'll probably delve into this a bit more on Punters Postmortem, guys, but I'd like to know where Damien Oliver sits in everyone's estimations about our greatest ever jockeys. Only George Moore has ridden more Group 1s than Damien Oliver. And I think Damien, now a veteran, but certainly I think he can go past George Moore.
Yeah, he can, TK. There's been a lot of debate over the last 24 hours about record keeping in Australian racing, because we have no definitive authority from a regulatory body or statutory body on these record keeping and the amount of Group 1s that Damien Oliver has in comparison to some of the former greats of the sport. So that's a whole other debate. We go on for hours and hours and discuss that. But yeah, as you mentioned, I think Damien, probably in some regards in the last two or three years, hasn't been getting as many opportunities as what he, say, would have 5 or 10 years ago in terms of top Group 1 rides. But every time you put him on, he does the job. And that ride on Seabrook in the Champagne Stakes on Saturday was an absolute, well, that was an 11 out of 10 if ever you've seen one. He saved all the ground along the fence and then pushed out into the clear when he needed to. And he didn't win the race by a huge margin, so you'd probably say the ride was the thing that won the race. And I think that Damien deserves to go down in probably our top five riders in Australian racing history. Of course, he had that little issue a few years ago with that betting scandal, which is probably, to be fair, tarnished his reputation a fair bit. But when he's given the job in some of these big races, he never disappoints.
And what's in store for Yui Bowman going forward over the next couple of months?
He flies out to Japan today, Laurie, for a short-term riding stint. He's done that a couple of times in the last two or three years, and he's had it with great success. And he won the Japan Cup last year with Cheval Grand, which I think I read a quote from Yui saying, outside of Winx, probably his career highlight in the Saddle Japan Cup is such an enormous race, not only over there, but around the world. And he's going to head over there for 5 or 6 weeks and reunite with Cheval Grand in the Tenno show coming up this weekend. And I've chatted to Yui in the past about his stint in Japan, and he's been pretty forthright in saying that it's the toughest part of the year for him, not only because of the language barrier and everything else he has to overcome, some cultural issues, but he says the wave scale over there is so unforgiving. He really, really has to push himself to be able to ride at a certain weight to pick up rides over there in Japan. And he says it's probably the most punishing part of the year on his body. So it'll be interesting to see how he comes out of that little stint in Japan. He won't be seen back in Australia, I think, till probably about mid-June. So he can obviously write off his chances of winning the New South Wales or Sydney Jockeys Premiership, but he'll get himself right for a few of the big Queensland Winter Carnival meetings. I'd suggest just towards the back end of the carnival, might have a little break and then get ready for the spring again.
Okay, so the Tino show, is that this weekend, you said?
Yeah, I think it is, TK. Okay. Yep, so he's going to reunite with Cheval Grand in that race.
Wow. Fantastic. We've had a few Aussies go there for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have.
Without,
we have.
I don't think any success. They're so hard to beat over there on their home turf. Good on you, mate. Well done, Adam.
Thanks, boys. Enjoy your day.